Good morning. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, the Atlantic Animal Health Center, with our little five-minute program. And, oh, by the way, this is your last week. We've got several entries in now, and we're going to make a choice this week. So next time, you'll know the name of our little five-minute program here. Well, today we're going to go a little bit different than what we have, and this is going to be pretty specific. So if you don't care about your cat's litter box or what your dog might do to it, why, don't listen. It's not important to you. But those of you that have cats, you need to listen and listen closely, please. Litter box management is the term that we use. Well, what does that mean? You know, cats sometimes don't go in the litter box. Why? Well, one of the reasons they don't is an infection. But, you know, to be real honest with you, that's not the usual reason. Usually, it's psychological. Now, those of you who have cats know that you have good days and you have bad days with your cats. Some cats are wonderful and they never do anything wrong, and other cats seem like, gee whiz, every day they get into something. And one of the things that cats do is they decide not to use the litter box. First off, let's talk about that infection for a little bit. Usually what you see with infection is a little spot of urine here, a little spot there, not necessarily in the litter box, but sometimes in the litter box. When a cat has an infection, if he's in the wild state, he almost never goes ahead and uses the same spot to go to the bathroom. Well, when he's confined to a house, he only has the litter box to go to, and he doesn't want to go back there for fear he will reinfect himself with the urine. So he goes every place else in the house except the litter box. That's one of the things you want to look for. The other thing you want to look for in infection is blood in the urine. It's very common when that happens. If you see this type of activity, you need to call my office and see if we have an infection. Now, for the majority of not using litter boxes. Problem with not using litter boxes can be many. One of the things I think you need to watch for is the type of litter box you use. First off, how tall is it? If it's 4 inches tall, I had a lady tell me yesterday that hers is in a tote. You know, a lot of cats don't like to jump in a tote to go to the bathroom, so that probably is a little high. You want to have one that's easy for your cat to enter and exit. Second thing is that a lot of cats do not like hoods on their litter boxes. Think about yourself. How do you like to go into those portable toilets that are around at Atlantic Fest time? You know, you go in there and you kind of wonder, is the door going to lock? Am I going to be able to get out? Is somebody going to tip me over? Well, in the cat world, they get in the litter box, and if you happen to have a second cat or a dog, they may sit out the side of the litter box and say, see if you can get out now. And cats really don't like that. The type of litter box you have is important. The next thing you want to look at is the type of litter that you're using. Two primary kinds of litter we call clay litter and then clumpable litter. According to the experts, most cats like the clumpable litter, and I believe that's true. I see that in my office. Your cat may like one or the other. If you're not sure, get two litter boxes, put one type in one litter box, one in the other litter box, and your cat will tell you in a heartbeat which one they like the best, and then just use that one. The other thing with litter is odor control granules. I personally hate odor control granules because I think a lot of cats hate them. Two things that are used for odor control, actually three. One is chlorophyll. Two is sodium bicarbonate, baking soda. And the other one is charcoal. When a cat gets in and digs in the litter box, if it's charcoal, he's going to put up a black dust that he really doesn't like to sniff up his nose. If you use baking soda, the same thing can occur. The one that's the worst, as far as I'm concerned, are the chlorophyll-laden odor control granules. Cats really don't like chlorophyll, and as a result of that, when you put those in, some cats are going, okay, I'm not using this anymore. So watch what kind of things you use. I really prefer litter that does not have any odor control granule in it. So we're going to get into a little bit later as to why that's the case. Litter box location. You have to be careful. If you have an old cat and your litter box is in the basement, he has to go to the basement every time to use the litter box. When he starts to get older, it's really hard to go down there. Noisy locations. Don't put it right next to the washing machine that jumps around when you have it off balance. They really don't like that. And cats always, always look for an escape route. So don't stick it back in a corner where if another animal comes around or if you're in there, he can't get away. So make sure it's in a place where he has a great escape route. Number of litter boxes is extremely important. The conventional wisdom today is one litter box per cat plus one. So if you have 3 cats, you need 4 litter boxes. If you've got 6 cats, you need 7 litter boxes. So the more cats you have, the more problems you have in figuring out where you're going to put that many litter boxes. The reason most cats don't really like using the litter box is because it's dirty. Now think about this in your own life. If you go into a really nice department store and you have to use the restroom and you go in and you push the first door open and lo and behold, somebody didn't bother to flush, what do you do? Most people just go to the next one. Some people flush it, some don't, but they go to the next stall. What is your cat supposed to do if his litter box is dirty and there's no other stall to go to? Cleaning litter boxes need to be cleaned absolutely every day. And those of you who do them every week and your cat's still using the litter box, probably ought to give your cat a kiss for doing that because they don't like that. Clean it every day. Some cats prefer that you clean it every time they use the bathroom. So watch your cat and you expect them to use that litter box, you really ought to make it clean. So, exciting as this is, litter box management becomes a real problem for you cat people. And by the way, dogs like to visit the cat litter because cats are carnivores, remember? They eat meat, so what do you think their poop smells like? It smells like meat, and the dog goes, "My, that looks good." Till next week, this is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, hoping you have a great litter day.